This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
And so what the proverb writer says, wisdom comes from God. And here's what wisdom does. It will protect you from the wicked man, the one who wants to seduce you into doing something wrong. It will protect you from the adulteress, is the analogy he uses, but the same words would apply to the adulterer, to the man who has left the partner of his youth and who attempts to seduce a woman with his seductive words. It applies both ways. And wisdom and discretion and insight are the very things, number one, that come from God that protect us from doing that which would destroy us. I think we're worse than an airplane heading with no pilot at the controls. That's where our life is headed, to destruction, if we don't have wisdom. In fact, the chapter 4 would say this, wisdom is supreme. I don't know about you, but that's either an exaggeration or it's the truth, to say wisdom is supreme. Get wisdom. And the fourth chapter says, whatever it takes, whatever you have to spend, get wisdom. It's a figurative expression to meaning it's number one in your life, and the ultimate wisdom is to have, as I'm going to share in a minute, is to have Christ at the helm of your life. John Piper is a minister from Minneapolis, Minnesota. He gives three things that how you can get wisdom. I thought they were just worth sharing directly from him. I want you to write down three numbers, 1, 2, 3. Here's three ways to get wisdom. Write them down. They won't come up on the screen. Number one, Dr. John Piper says, you want wisdom in your life? Ask God to give it to you. Ask God to give it to you. James 1:5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God who gives freely. Did you know that wisdom is the one thing in the Bible that I know of? And if you know something else, you tell me, because I don't know what it is. But wisdom is the one thing the Bible says God will give freely without doing a credit check, without doing a background check. He doesn't write a criminal check on you. If any man, any woman, any young person says, God, would you give me wisdom in dealing with my family? You know what happens? The Lord says, I'll do it. Any man says, Lord, give me insight and wisdom in relating to my wife. Any wife says, Lord, give me wisdom in dealing with my husband. The Lord says, I'll give it to you. The number one way you get wisdom, knowing that wisdom is from God, according to Proverbs 2, is you ask the Lord to give it to you, because James said, if any one of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives freely to anyone who asks. Now, here's the interesting thing is, it's the one thing that the Lord says he'll give freely. But I want to ask you a personal question, not for the person next to you, but for you. When's the last time you asked the Lord for wisdom in a relationship? When's the last time you asked for wisdom in a business deal? When's the last time you asked God for wisdom when you were considering a job change? When's the last time you asked for wisdom when you're buying a house? And you start seeing a pattern, you say, I've never asked God for wisdom for anything. I make life-changing decisions, and we make moves, and we do this, and we do that, and we never ask the Lord. Never occurs to us to ask the Lord, and yet it's the one way we get wisdom. The number one way is to simply ask the Lord. Now, the second one offended some people. I had some people tell me they didn't like the second one. But here's what John Piper says. If you want to know how to get wisdom, he says, start thinking frequently about your death. Start thinking frequently about your death. Or to put it another way, think of the shortness of this life and the infinite length of the next. He quotes Psalm 90:12 that says, Lord, teach us to number our days so that we may get a heart of wisdom. It's really not John Piper's idea. It's the Lord's idea. Lord, teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom.
Well, the book of Proverbs is about street credibility, life on the street, as I would call it. It continues tomorrow, this brand new series we started Monday from Proverbs, the second chapter on wisdom. Our website is crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.